Yes.
We know that Maya Devi, she was initiated by Haridas Thakur. But why did she need initiation? I mean, such personalities like Maya Devi and Shiva, they are already devotees, great devotees of Krishna. They work for him and doing this seva. So why was it needed to be initiated?
What does initiation mean? We have to consider. So it's Dibyam Gyanam Yato Dadyat Kuryat Papasa Sangshayam. It's the means by which divine knowledge is transferred from one to another. Why does Brahma need to be initiated? By and Brahma Sanyata, goddess Saraswati, but not of this world, the Dibya Saraswati. She initiates him into a mantram, Kama Gayatri. So, Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gamra Bindu, Nirmanchano Pukurani Krita Dehu Laksham, Utunga Sovrita Vishesha Vrishat Pragalvam, Devim Gunais, Hariparanaka, Koti Prishta, Parjanta Simha, Tatam Api Kalyantim, Panir Bhistadoham, Madurakshi Brinda, Vaidagdadika, Guru Kirtim, Gurumati Guru Kirtim, Radhika Marchayami. And Radhastakam Rupa Goswami. Is alluding to gradation and devotional depth. And sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj, and also in his Lalita Astakam, describing Lalita Sakhi, saying that she is moving on the plain of Vrindavan, canvassing others. And some are also approaching her. For consideration. These are not fallen souls. Right? They're the highest section of liberated souls. They're in Vastu Siddhi. Their spiritual identity has been established, fully manifest, activated. And still, they are approaching her. Or, conversely, she's canvassing them to become a member of her group. As we hear that extraordinary incidence of Shyamananda. And we're told the final adjustment was where Lalita Sakhi and Subal meet, and she says to him with regard to who was up to that point a cowherd boy, "We're taking this one for our group." And some transformation, evolution, you can say. Guru Maharaj sometimes will say this. Evolution means gradual expression of what already is. Just as the sun occupies a particular position, but we see, like every morning we look out, right now it's around 5:46 a.m. sunrise, so-called. But we'll see, sometime it appears to be manifesting and expressing itself in a particular way. But from another point of view, we'll say, actually, it's already in its position, but it's showing this sort of pastime. So these super servitors Shiva. His position is entirely unique. But conversely, Maya, sometimes taken to be his consort, they're doing this very difficult seva. Sometimes we're told that Maya is shy to come before Krishna on account of deluding jivas, assisting them, you can say, in forgetfulness of Krishna. But those who are in charge of the judicial and penal system and the military, they don't have to be ashamed of what they do. Sometimes Guru Maharaj said that when Mahaprabhu and other avatars like appear, that is like civil action. And he said, and when Ma Kali or Durga, they have to do certain things, he said, that is more like military action that sometimes has to be taken with the citizens. One of our devotees, a Bulgarian devotee, this was many, many years ago, he was in the army and had to go to Praha, Czechoslovakia, in 1968 to assist the Soviet army at that time. And he asked his commanding officer, what are we doing? And the answer was, we're saving the Czech people. And he said, all right, from whom? And he said, from themselves. So, udared atmanatmanam, atmanam avasadhyayat atmayay, atmayava yatmano bandhur, atmayava ripur atmana. Bandhu and ripu, friend or foe. So Saraswati Thakur said, the mind is like an evil guardian taking jiva to be the minor, the child. And that's a favorite theme in literature and movies. Some children inherit some wealth and they're put under the care of an evil guardian who ostensibly is doing everything in their interest and for them, for their benefit, their welfare, their future, everything, but not. That's the relationship between jiva and the mind. But some points of interest with regard to Haridas Thakur and Maya Devi and Brahma and so on. There's a local view, local provincial way of seeing things and a way of tracing everything to the central conception of the infinite, the ultimate adjustment, the big picture, the vision of the Mahabhagavatam, when Leela is factored in. After all, these are all pastimes. Even the deluding of the jivas is a pastime of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses this in the Jiva Dharma. When someone says, well, why not make another kind of pastime for them, for these jivas, where they don't have to suffer like this? And one of the answers given is, well, look at the other pastimes. They're also suffering. Right? Yashoda is suffering in separation from Krishna. Braja gopis are suffering in separation. Pandavas are suffering. There's so much suffering in these different pastimes. So when Freud was asked, what's the purpose of your psychoanalysis? He said, to convert neurotic suffering into ordinary suffering. So So to the agony of separation from Krishna is a liberating type suffering. Bahye Vishajalahoy Bhitare Anandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. It's a wonderful characteristic of Krishna Prem that although apparently one is suffering like anything, internally they're relishing some extraordinary nectarine substance. And Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasha apaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite bhuri dajana. The topics of Krishna relieve suffering, whether in the suffering of separation, the anguish of separation, and the hearts of Brajagopis, or the top troy of the embodied souls, all based on forgetfulness of Krishna and remedied by remembrance. Shrotavyas kirtitavyas cha smartavyas chechtata bhayam. Sukadev to Parikit Maharaj. Under all circumstances, hear about Krishna, glorify Krishna, remember Krishna. This is the path to fearlessness, freedom from the anxiety caused by turning away. Bhayanditiya binibeshita chad ishada petasya viparyayo smriti. So, and Brahma Bimohan is a pastime. The bewilderment of Brahma is a pastime, a glorious pastime. His challenge to the supremacy of Krishna is a glorious pastime. By singing the glories of this pastime, you become liberated from material existence. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, his commentaries on Krishna Leela, particularly Rasa Leela, but all of the pastimes of Krishna, so there's just something so extraordinary about these pastimes that hearing them awakens Jiva to her real self-interest. Jiva Swarupoy Krishnera Nityadas Muktir Hirvanyata Rupam Swarupena Vibhastiti. Awakened to the prospect of a life of love with Krishna. I like in the intro of Brahma Sangita where Saraswati Thakur says, he uses the expression, Krishna-loving people. It says God-loving, but more specifically, Krishna-loving people. As God is a little too generic, you're off the shelf, God conception, Krishna-loving people. So that Brahma, what was his offense? He stole the cows of Krishna. It's bad. I mean, stealing cows is bad enough, right? But stealing Krishna's cows, like, whoa. Govinda, Gopal, you know, not a good thing. So some people say that's such a low thing to do. That he had to take birth in a Yavana family. It's one of the things that people say. Right? So, I mean, as whom? Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, we know there's like generic Maya, and female seductress, temptress, that kind of idea. When, what is his name? Khan? who tries to sends the prostitute to seduce Haridas? Hmm? Oh, Ramachandra Khan. That's a strange name. It must have been like some Hindu convert or something. Whatever. I mean, he's an exalted soul, so. But Ramachandra Khan. Hare Krishna. Anyway, it's interesting to me that this, it appears as if the same pastime happens twice. It's almost identical. So we're told that ultimately that Maya Devi, it's saying, is exhibiting feminine postures that would bewilder even the mind of Brahma. But is this not Brahma not being bewildered? Very interesting. Brahma Haridas. So unbewildered that he initiates her into Krishna Nam. Sri Rama Rama Rameti Mano Rame Sahasranama Tatulyam Rama Nama Varananam. And she's saying, previously, my Lord, you can hear, Mahadeva Panche Muke Rama Rama Hari, that Mahadev likes to take Ram Nam. And he's saying, my Lord initiated me into Ram Nam. But now I'm requesting from you the Krishna Nam. So we take it as Leela, pastime. Mm-hmm. How can, in Garga Sangita, they ask Radharani, how did you achieve this position of being the greatest devotee of Krishna? And she's saying, oh, by worshipping Tulsi Devi. It's an advertisement for worshipping Tulsi Devi. By observing Ekadashi, it's an advertisement for observing Ekadashi. Not that we'll think Radharani achieved her position. So, Leela. Guru Maharaj, we know he liked Hegel so much. He liked Hegel so much that I think Hegel has a chance to become a liberated soul, because Guru Maharaj has so much affection for him. Maybe he'll be one of Guru Maharaj's disciples in the future. Hegel Prabhu. Not unlike Nrisinga Chaitanya. He's kind of like the Hegel of Salt Lake City, we could say. Or whom Hegel would aspire to be, would be more accurate. But so Guru Maharaj always said, Hegel's a very good man, and you know, thank the Lord for Hegel, because he says many things that are useful in creating a bridge from Krishna consciousness to Western thought. That's why he is so thankful for Hegel. Swarupena Vivasiti and Hegel, self-determination. Right. Die to live. Guru Maharaj loves that. That's, you know, Svaha, the Yajna, Atma Samarpanam. And the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. But here, Guru Maharaj wrote me a letter once about this at the end, and he said, but here is where Hegel falls short. Because we know ultimately, just for the record, Hegel's a Brahmavadi. Right. But reality's for itself and by itself. In principle, he gets so many things right. But they always have a problem dealing with the personality of Godhead. That's why Saraswati Thakur, he didn't like the word God to use that so much. He preferred Godhead, more expansive, comprehensive, systematic. But anyway, and that's interesting. As Brahma, Muhyanti yatsuraya. Don't feel bad, Hegel. Don't feel bad, Stephen Hawking. Don't feel bad, Einstein. Muhyanti yatsuraya. The devas, they have a hard time getting their heads around the personality of Godhead. Brahma was bewildered. Indra Mohan, he's also bewildered. Shiva's bewildered. He's asking for it with the Mohini Murti. Practically saying, bewilder me. Give it your best shot. And what happened? The Lord vanishes. And what he's sitting there with Parvati. And out of the corner, there's a girl in the corner playing with a ball who's not actually a girl. Actually, Mohini Murti could be very popular in Thailand. But I digress. So Shiva's bewildered by the beauty of Mohini Murti. Perception. Reality is perception. But so the gods, in so many places this is mentioned, that they're bewildered. How astonishing, how wonderful is Krishna conception, especially Aprakrita Lila, where Aprakrita Bhat, it appears to be mundane, but is not. That's the beauty, the real suppressed opulence, suppressed majesty that can be called upon if needed. But serving as the template for human civilization. But in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Sanatana Goswami Prabhu is cautioning us how we view the gods, goddesses, particularly Mahadev Shiv and his consorts, Parvati, Girija, Uma, Mahakali, so many names she's known by in different ways. Sometimes Gurudev would show the Mahakali mudra. When Bengalis are very embarrassed about something, they go like that. I've seen him do that. I'm not going to say what I told him. He went. Because Mahakali, what is she doing? Indiscriminately killing everyone. We know women can get very angry. Now she's not only killing the demons, she's killing her own people. That's intense. So Mahadev, he lies before her on the ground, and when she steps on his chest, she looks down and she goes, like, oops. And then she stops. But it's mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, interestingly, in that section. Narada and Shiva, Narada's praising Shiva, Shiva's deflecting all the praise. And saying, what a bad person he is. Devotees are extraordinary. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. He's saying, so many times I fight with Krishna. And his... Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, Ganesh, Gana Isha, Gana Pati. He said, he's the leader of the people. He said, it's like democracy. Leader of the opposition. So she was saying, we're the leaders of the opposition to Krishna in so many instances. And he said, and not only that, I'm ashamed to say that I even wanted to be greater than Krishna. Such a shameless person I am. But Sanatana Goswami says, what he means to say is, who is greater than Krishna? Who can be considered greater than Krishna but the devotees of Krishna? So it's his way of saying, I wanted to be a devotee of Krishna. That's my aspiration. So very beautiful. But he's made that into something that's self-deprecating. Anyway, they're going back and forth, Narada insisting, Shiva deflecting, deferring. But Parvati, she's listening to all of this, their conversation. And she's thinking, I don't hear anything out there about the female section. And then she begins to speak, and it's very beautiful. And there Sanatana Goswami says, actually, she can give bhakti. She can give devotion. She can liberate. She can do everything. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani bibharti durga. The shadow of Ladini Shakti. Their shadow representation of Radharani and Brajagopis. Saraswati Thakur says Durga Devi is a Brajagopi in Go Loka. So, of course, it's rare, but they can. It's by the grace of the devotees that Krishna conception is extended. But so Maya is doing a necessary seva to purify jivas, to elevate them, to bring them to a higher position, actually. That's what this is all meant for. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just as to purify gold, you burn it, put it in fire. I've seen this and, you know, in Bengal, going to the goldsmith. Just like goldsmith is a name in Europe. In India, so often the gold shops would have names like Lucky Narayan Babu. Yeah. Lucky is the Bengali extrapolation of Lakshmi, from Lakshmi to Lakmi to Lucky. Lucky. And they still, girls refer to ladies as Lakshmi, Lucky. It's very beautiful. When Guru Maharaj had to live with his auntie for a few years, when he was like around 10, 11, 12, she detected some that he had issues with females. That he was harboring some resentment towards the ladies section. Remember, Guru Maharaj is relative. They speak Sanskrit, they know slokas. These are an extraordinary group of women. And so they started having this conversation. She's thinking, you're going to stay with me for the next 2-3 years. We need to work some things out, young man. So why are you harboring this ill will towards females? And Guru Maharaj said, I have seen certain things in the scriptures. And she said, oh, really? And then she quoted some Sanskrit verse saying that women should be seen as Lakshmi Devi. She said, did you read that? Did you see that section? That you should see women as Lakshmi Devi herself and treat them? And Guru Maharaj said, then I knew I had to readjust my thinking. Because he's ruled by, it's like Shastra Vidhi. Not ultimately, because he's a Raga Bhakta, but he's by nature whatever, like you said, and Gaudiya Mat, and it's so true, even the descendants of Gaudiya Mat, they dismiss everything out of hand as being bogus. That's just the long and short of it. He said, but if you quote Sanskrit, then Gaudiya Mat people, they'll like take you seriously and see whether or not you're saying something that has to be taken seriously or not. That vibration. Just because something in Sanskrit is in Sanskrit doesn't mean it's true either. Guru Maharaj Gurudev joked that some of his relatives, being Shaktas, one of them wrote a, composed a sloka allowing for the consumption of meat, using their Shastric brain and command of the scripture and understanding. So, and that's dealt with in the Bhagavatam also, in the sixth canto, where it said, when this argument is going on about soul, not soul, that these two, this argument will go on forever, and it's mentioned there. It said, whatever learned Brahmins speak has the ring of truth. It just sounds like it's true, because on some level it is true. That's why people, they find so much substance in people who we think are bogus from India, because there's something there. Some Vedic ideas. I remember the first Sanskrit I ever heard when I was a teenager, listening to WBAI, Pacific Radio, like non-commercial radio in New York. And someone was on and they said, quoted this slogan, Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarv Shatru Bina Shanam. And I went like, wow. And really, it just totally blew my mind. I can't forget it to this day. But the way they rendered it, they said, all inauspiciousness will disappear from one who meditates upon the sun that is within his heart. So I knew there's something here in this, but there's also something missing. And then I later discovered that's like from the Ramayana. At a particular point of struggle in the battle, and they have to enlist Surya. Anyway, and Guru Maharaj, the point I made the other day where he's saying, Narayan, the light of the light, within the sun. So even sunlight is, in this sense, a perverted reflection of divine illumination. We know sunlight is extraordinary. It's giving life to some. It means it's alive. It's spiritual, just to cut to the chase. It has a spiritual quality to it. Therefore, it's giving so much illumination and life-giving. And we associate, just like in Brahma Sanghita, one place Saraswati Thakur in the purport, they're saying, gold means pure cognition. Jyoti Rupam. We think light like this, it's something abstract. But in Brahma Sanghita, in Krishna conception, light has form, jyoti or priti tunum hiranya purusham. So Guru Maharaj readjusted himself. But why did I mention that? Because Parvati and lost the thread. But look, Brahma, Well, I was just making the point that in other capacities, Maya can also liberate. But think about it. Dibya Saraswati initiates Brahma. Gives him the Kama Gayatri Mantram. And once Zardas were asking Gromars about her in graphic portrayal, and Gromar sort of closed his eyes and then, she is riding on a white swan. Oh, well, that it's a service. The house of correction. the judicial system, but penitentiary. I mean, these are English words. I mean, what is it called? Criminal justice system? Can't think of the precise word right now. It's not meant to really to punish, oh, I know where I'm going. Punish the, as much as to rehabilitate. That's the word they use. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives that example. I'm talking about the lucky Narayan, goldsmiths. So you give them the gold, and then they take out a lamp and a flame, and they burn the gold, because when you go, oh, stop! You know? They just immerse it in the flame, and the piece of gold you gave them becomes covered in black soot. It's not looking very golden at that point. It's just covered in this black soot. But then you wipe it away, and there's the pure gold. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if the suffering, so-called suffering inflicted upon the jivas, the conditioned souls, by Mayadevi, is like that flame and they're temporarily covered in soot, but ultimately they achieve the golden position. Right? Pure gold, pure cognition. Jyotir Priti Tanum Hiranya Purusham. Then is it an objectionable thing? So this suffering brings about their liberation, ultimately. And as I've mentioned, when I lived next to the fire chief's residence in San Francisco, there's a plaque outside. It's a, you know, shiny brass plaque. By fire shall hearts be proven, lest virtue's gold grow dim. So the case is being made there that you need the fire. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songs and explanation is saying the opposition is Leela Pushti. It's providing nourishment to the Leela. Narada, we see instigating opposition at times. When Kamsa's ready to let the whole thing go, and Narada's thinking, oh, then Krishna will, it'll be delayed, delay Krishna's appearing. And he makes Kamsa paranoid to more quickly bring the descent of Krishna. Nimai Pandit faces opposition in Navadvip that brings him to the point of taking sannyas and disseminating the Krishna consciousness movement. So sometimes Guru Maharaj will say, contrast. To contrast what is genuinely spiritual. Sometimes we would see something in the Dham that is so much contradicts our stereotype of the Dham that we're bewildered. Guru Maharaj is saying, that's for contrast, to make you think what really is spiritual substance, who really is a Dhambasi, what really is a holy place. So, itarata cha, directly and indirectly, same thing in the nutshell slokas of the Bhagavatam. The indirect has its place. The opposition has its place. But Shiva's complaining a little bit. Why do I always have to do this? This type of seva. Mayavari basya shuni lehoi sarvanash. And Guru Maharaj will say, Who could be entrusted to do such a thing, but who's most dear? When he was parsing the betrayal of Jesus by Judas, and then Jesus carrying the cross and stops, Veronica's wiping his face, look, Judas is there, and Judas, some look transpires between Christ and Judas goes off and hangs himself. So generally people think, oh, he felt so much guilt for what he'd done, betrayed his Lord for 30 pieces of silver. But Guru Maharaj gave another explanation. He said, when they make eye contact, the Christ is conveying to him that, forgive me for using you like this. Forgive me for making your name black for all time to come. So out of necessity of Leela, and the conclusion, who could be entrusted with this type of seva but someone very intimate, near, and dear? But that someone can initiate Maya Devi is inconceivable. She can take everybody else down. Guru Maharaj said, Krishna says, she's not afraid of anyone except Krishna. And real devotees. Prabhupada used to caution the devotees, saying, we should always remember that we are very, very small and Maya is very, very great. Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when the jiva is going towards mukta, he's the eighth covering of the universe where Varaha and Bhumi live, and just now he's like going to finally be liberated. He said, then Maya comes before him in an irresistibly beautiful, charming, seductive form and says, where are you going? I'm leaving. Wait. The problem was, you were under my influence. You were my slave. Now I'll become your slave. You'll be Shiva, and I'll be your Maya. Really? Guru Maharaj said, the last sweet bullet enters the brain. And he told the story of that one man, what do you know, where she had to carry his marble slab asan for him to sit on. So Guru Maharaj said, we are all Shiva wannabes. We want Shiva is sometimes described the sum total of all jivas. As Shivas, the master of Maya, servant of Vishnu. Bhog Shiv, Kyag Shiv, Bhakta Shiv. But Shiva is another tattva. Shiva is sitting with Parvati on his lap, instructing sages. And they don't think anything of it. Could we be like that? And Chitraketu comes, who's like us, and criticizes. How shameless! And there, Parvati's cursing him. You go to hell for your hellish mentality. The place for you is hell. That's where you should live. And he's saying, yes, Didi, Dandavat. And Shiva says, Narayana Paraksarve Nakutaschana Bibhiti Swargapavarg Narakeshu Tulyarta Darshina. Just see the devotees. They don't care if they're in heaven or hell. He just wants seva. As Guru Maharaj like to tell that devotee who the Vaikuntha chariot comes for him at last to take him to the spiritual world. They're so pleased with this, they're taking him into the upper world. The Vaikuntha chariot descends and he says, I have no time for this. No time for Vaikuntha. I'm busy serving Guru and Vaishnav. Guru Maharaj told in Gaudiya Math, they thought one devotee was too attached to serving in a particular place in Puri. So to test him, they called him in and they said, Prabhu, we're sending you to Mayapur. Your services are needed there. He went, Jai, Haribol, Dandavat. Packed up his stuff, ready to go. Then they went, oh, all right, you can stay. A servitor, an aspiring servitor, always be. When Gurudev came out of the hospital in Soquel after his major operation, like he was going to leave the world, and his very pathetic, sad scene, but then the news came to him that someone would be initiated the next day. And his whole demeanor changed and became very happy and optimistic. And he said, oh, they still want service from me. That was his happiness. They still want service. They have more service that they would like from me. Then he felt reassured. Any other question? truth is the best way. But for us, truth is personified. It's not some like a Socratic dialogue where he's talking about truth and virtue. The truth is a person. But so sometimes means substance, truth, category. I mean, tattva, Sanskrit words have layers of meaning. But so if you say, all those things, right? A substance category of truth. In any order. So Brahma Sangita, right? What is it? Kiram Dadi Vishesha Yoga. The description of milk, kirabdi. Milk can be transformed into yogurt. But yogurt cannot transform into milk. So the very peculiar position and unique. So Vishnu cannot have any direct contact with Maya. So in yoga nidra, half asleep, out of the corner of his eye, the glance of Vishnu personifies as Shambhu, the sum total of all jivas, and they're impregnated into the womb of Prakriti. It's very beautiful and divine,